Welcome to Bootstrap MD, the Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast, your source to help you, the entrepreneurial doctor, live life on your own terms. Get new ideas and inspiration to help you find more balance in your professional life. If you're ready to get the knowledge without all the hype, you've come to the right place. It's the Bootstrap MD Podcast. And now your host, Dr. Mike Wu Ming.
Quick question, are you paying more in taxes than you should? Most high-earning physicians overpay by tens of thousands because their CPA only looks backwards, not forwards. Gelt is different. Dedicated CPAs powered by AI that work year-round, not just at filing time. Tax strategy and proactive planning for practice owners, investors, and physicians with complex financial lives. Built specifically for professionals who want to keep more of what they earn. Check out joingelt.com. That's joingelt.com. So a while back, I got on somebody's podcast as a guest. One conversation, maybe it was 45 minutes, and nothing about it felt like it was a big moment at the time. We talked, I said what I thought, the recording ended, and I moved on with my day. And then a few weeks later, the host introduced me to someone in their network. An actual endorsed introduction, not a cold connection, the kind where somebody else's trust does the opening for you. So that relationship was built from there. It was know you, like you, trust you. Talked about that before in that order. It's the slow way. It's the real way. And it ended with that same host asking me to come speak at their conference. One appearance, there was no ad spend, no funnel, no launch sequence, just a relevant show, a real conversation. And it compounded into something I couldn't have gotten by just posting more or harder. And that's the whole case for what we want to talk about today. It's not reach, it's relationship. So people ask me this all the time. They say, Mike, what can I do to get more exposure for my product, my service, my practice, whatever else you're building? And I always start with the same answer. Not the one with the biggest audience, the one with the biggest impact. Today, I want to talk about podcast guesting, especially for doctors. Now, not how to get booked on Joe Rogan, but how to get in front of the 1,200 people who are already looking for exactly what you can provide. My name is Dr. Mike Wu Ming. I am the founder of Bootstrap MD, the podcast for physician and healthcare entrepreneurs. And let's talk about podcast guesting, why it works, and better than almost anything you could be doing with your time. First, podcast guesting borrows trust. The host has probably spent months, maybe years, building a relationship with that audience. When they introduce you, some of that trust transfers to you before you've said a single word. Now, you don't get that from a cold post. You don't get that from an ad. You get it from being vouched for. Second, the audience is pre-qualified. Nobody stumbles onto a niche podcast by accident. If it's a physician finance show, the people listening are already caring about what? Physician finance. You're not trying to convince anyone about how the topic matters. That part is already done. Third, it builds authority faster than posting on your own. One post from you is one data point. One appearance next to a trusted host is a data point plus a signal that this person was worth somebody else's time and audience. Fourth, and this is the one where most people miss it, it doesn't stop working when the recording stops. That episode sits in a feed, it gets found in search, it gets shared in a Facebook group 18 months from now. You did the work once, but it can keep paying out. One good guest appearance is a content asset. It's not a content event. Now, there is one mistake that most doctors make, and here's where it can go wrong, and it gets wrong the same way almost every time. The mistake is chasing big shows instead of relevant shows. I know you want the show with the biggest number next to the download count, but a huge general audience show with maybe three people who fit your ideal patient or client is worth less than a tiny show where 200 of the 300 listeners are exactly who you are trying to reach. Another mistake is chasing what's known as vanity metrics. Download numbers feel good to screenshot, but they don't pay your overhead. Audience fit does. Another mistake is treating it as a one-time event. You show up, you talk, you say thanks, you move on, but nothing captures the people who are listening. There's no next step. There's no way for them to raise their hand. The appearance ends, and so does the opportunity. So don't let this become a number-chasing exercise. if you find yourself asking, how many downloads did this show get? Before you ask who's listening to the show, you're optimizing the wrong variable. So let's talk about how you choose your right podcast. How do you actually pick where to spend your time? You want to start with where your ideal audience are already listening to, not where you'd like to be seen, where they already are. Prioritize relevance over size every time. A show with 800 listeners who are all physicians thinking about a second income will probably beat a show with 80,000 general listeners where maybe 40 of them are physicians. Look for hosts who serve the same or an adjacent audience, not competitors, adjacent. A financial planning show for physicians, a leadership podcast for medical directors, a practice management show. These are audiences who are already thinking like the people you want to reach. Now, before you say yes to anything, I want you to ask yourself one question. Will this audience care about my expertise? And do they have an obvious next step once they hear it? If the answer to either half is no, it's not a fit yes, even if the host is lovely and the ask is flattering. Now, let's talk about what makes a doctor a strong guest. Let's talk about what exactly makes you worth having on. First, you want a clear point of view, not it depends, but an actual position. Hosts and audiences remember guests who say something specific enough to disagree with. It builds a practical framework. Something the listener could sketch on a napkin and use tomorrow. 3 steps, 4 questions, a simple model, a real story or case example, something you can actually back up, not a composite, not a patient I'm thinking of. If you have a clean, real example, you want to get to the point, make it a principle instead. A specific outcome the audience can picture. It doesn't need a number attached. This led to an actual introduction is a real outcome. What changed for whom matters more than what is measured. And then what you want to have is a CTA, a call to action that actually fixed the show. Not a hard pitch dropped into somebody else's audience. One clear, low friction next step. Now, I do want to offer you a guardrail. I want you to stay inside what you can actually vouch for. You don't want to borrow any case studies, no running of outcomes, no claiming systems or results you haven't actually built or verified, no theory. The audience can tell the difference, and so can the host who invited you back. If you own or run a practice, this one's worth 30 seconds. Your phone system, your patient texting, your scheduling, your video visits, all on different platforms, all costing you time and patience. GoToConnect consolidates all of it. One platform helping you stay HIPAA compliant. AI receptionist integrates with your UHR. No in-house IT needed. Built for outpatient clinics and physician-owned practices. Check it out this week at goto.com/healthcare. goto.com/healthcare. All right, let's talk about preparing for the interview because preparing is where most guests either separate themselves or blend into the noise. Know the one problem you can solve in one sentence before you get on the call. You want to have 3 to 5 talking points ready, not scripted, just anchored. You want to be able to land on solid ground no matter which direction the host takes the conversation. You want to make your examples concrete. If it's vague, it's forgettable. Specific is memorable. I want you to avoid sounding overly clinical or vague. You're not presenting at grand rounds. You're just talking to human. Talk like yourself and hold the frame the entire time. Value first, promotion second. The value is what earns you the right to the promotion at the end. If you reverse that order, the audience will feel it and can turn off some of it. Now, I want you to be able to turn one appearance into more than one result. And this is where most doctors leave the majority of the value on the table. Clip the best 2 or 3 moments for social. You already said the sharp version once. You don't need to recreate it. Just extract it. You can turn that transcript into a newsletter. You have a first draft and an entire piece of content sitting in that transcript already. Add that episode to your website and your bio. It's third-party proof that somebody else thought you were worth an hour of the audience's time. Follow up directly with any listeners or referrals who reach out for it. Don't let a warm response go cold because you're busy that week. And then use that appearance itself as a proof of authority in future conversations with other hosts, with potential partners, with clients deciding whether or not to trust you. Now, remember that appearance I opened with at the beginning of this, that the one that turned into an endorsed induction and a conference invite? None of that came from a follow-up email or a funnel. It came from being just memorable enough in one conversation that the host wanted to keep that relationship going. And that's the ceiling on what a single well-placed appearance can do. So one appearance done right can become 5 or 6 pieces of content, plus a bookmark for your credibility. That's the actual return on investment. Now, let's talk about the part that almost nobody does, but it's the part that actually converts attention into anything. And that's having a follow-up system. You want to send listeners to one simple lead magnet, something small enough to say yes on the spot. Invite them onto your newsletter where you control the relationship instead of renting somebody else's audience for 20 minutes. Create exactly one clear next step, not three options. One, repurpose the episode into multiple formats so it reaches people who prefer to read instead of listen or watch instead of read. And I want you to measure responses, not downloads. Downloads tell your reach, but responses tell you whether any of this mattered. Now, before any of that follow-up matters, you have to actually get booked on the right shows in the first place. And that's the part that most doctors get stuck on. They don't know which shows fits, and they don't have the relationship to get a yes. So that's exactly why my company, Doctor Podcast Network, exists. We can help physicians get booked on the shows that actually reach their audience. So if you want to help finding the right shows instead of guessing, go to drpodcastnetwork.co. You want to get our podcast guesting protocol that can help you get booked right away. Go to drpodcastnetwork.co, ask for our podcast guesting protocol. Finally, podcast guesting works best when you think like a distributor, not just a guest. A guest shows up, they talk, and then they leave. But a distributor shows up, talk, and then makes sure that conversation reaches five more places and leads to one clear next step. So the goal was never to just be heard. The goal is to be remembered, trusted, and followed up with. So I hope you found that useful. Reach out to us at drpodcastnetwork.co if you want to spread your word, spread what you do, what your product, your service can help other people. We can help. Remember, guys, as a physician entrepreneur, you're going to have your ups and your downs. Do something a little each day to get you closer to your goals and keep moving forward.
You've just listened to the Bootstrap MD podcast. For more valuable resources, as well as past recordings of our show, check out our website at bootstrapmd.com. Now, let's get to work.